Peter Denton with the Max Newsbeat. The Pacific Highway northbound near Kalungalook was reduced to one lane earlier today following an accident involving a car and a stationary truck. Ambulance media say a male driver was treated for internal injuries and an injured hand. It's been revealed the Port Macquarie Pacific Highway Service Centre is set for a $6 million facelift. The project will go ahead in three stages, with the initial stage expected to be completed by Christmas. The project includes extra parking, new common outdoor seating, more food outlets and an upgrade to the petrol outlet. Conditional approval was granted by Port Macquarie Hastings Council. Line MP Dr David Gillespie has warned locals employed by small business should be concerned by Labor's threats to oppose key elements of the Coalition's small business package.
Such a large proportion of our local workforce is employed by small business. That's why we're supporting small business. We're giving small businesses a 1% company tax rate if their turnover is less than $10 million, and the same for unincorporated small businesses. I'm keen to meet anyone who needs to talk about issues.
And the Australian Electoral Commission says Australian citizens aged 18 years and over are required by law to enrol to vote in the July 2nd federal election, and the deadline for enrolment is May 23 at 8 p.m. And Greater Taree City Council advises motorists to proceed with caution while work is carried out to the Killawarra Bridge on Gloucester Road. In sport, round 5, Wingham Services Club Group 3 League resulted in wins to Wingham, the Port Sharks, Taree City and Wauchope. That's the Max News Beat for now.